New Jersey Governor Chris Christie cited Camden, Newark, and Princeton during his State of the State address this week, though he neglected to mention the capital, Trenton, by name. Let's travel there now with L.A. Parker, columnist for the Trentonian. L.A., thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
The governor, in his address, said the state of the state is good and getting better. To the extent that that's true, to what extent is Trenton enjoying that success?
I think the governor still has an eye on Trenton, but I think since the July 12th raid of our mayor's home and an indictment for corruption, the governor has distanced himself from a mayor, and I think rightfully so.
Let's mention him by name, Tony Mack, how the mighty fall. Tell us how he came to office in 2010.
He came to office after a failed attempt at, against former Mayor Doug Palmer. Doug Palmer was mayor here for 5 terms, 20 years. And in 2006, even though Tony Mack was the next in line in terms of following in Doug Palmer's footsteps, Doug Palmer changed his mind and decided to stay one more term. And Tony Mack cut his long ties with Mayor Palmer and decided to essentially bite the hand that was feeding him. And that ended a long-term friendship, and Tony Mack was beaten handily in that election in 2006, but returned in 2010 to face, I believe, 10 other challengers, and then won a runoff against Manny Segura.
Though not long into his term, he faced a recall election.
He did, and I think quite telling was what people were seeing at City Hall. Tony was hiring some people that you would not normally find in City Halls. People saw a change in posture at City Hall and the arrival of some people that you would not expect to see there.
The FBI investigation into fraud, bribery, extortion, and money laundering culminated with Mack's arrest. That was back in September 2012. To what extent in the intervening weeks and months has government run as usual, or to what extent has it slowed or stopped?
It's awful. You know, having a mayor that has one eye on an indictment and trial, it's difficult to get things done. And city council noticed this and made an attempt to take away his power, but not having the 5 voters they needed, they lost that. Even tonight, there's a matter of whether he should receive full pay, considering the fact that he's spending just about every working hour at the trial. So they're voting on that tonight at city council. But everything has virtually come to a crawl, to a stop. No one wants to do business with an indicted mayor. There's nothing moving. I mean, government has stagnated. The mayor has a lot of say in what gets done. And when you have a mayor who's not showing up for work, it makes progress difficult.
To whatever extent damage has been done, how long would it take before Trenton could then emerge and go back to some semblance of business as usual?
I think Trenton has a really good shot. People in the communities have learned to work around government. They realize that they do have some power, that they can change things on the street where they live. So you do see these small units of people coming together and fixing some things without government input. I think there's a lot of people, a lot of money, a lot of investment waiting on the sidelines to come in. But those investors want to know that they're dealing with someone who's reputable. I think that Trenton's future is bright, especially if the next mayor does have the ear of Governor Christie.
At one time, Tony Mack had the ear of Governor Christie. Has the governor indicated who he might support in a subsequent contest?
No, I think the governor's going to let the people of Trenton decide their fate, but I think he's also telling them, you better make a wise decision this time. People think that he has left us in the lurch, but I think he has left us with a mandate to say, you know, you guys can figure this out, figure it out.
L.A. Parker, thanks so much for helping us figure it out on Newsworks Tonight.
I appreciate being there.
L.A. Parker is a columnist for the Trentonian.